forgiveness as if we were healed. The difficulty of their burden, what does that mean? Okay, it was told to Moshe, to Hashem. Hashem said to Moshe, tolerate the Jewish people, even though they are a troublesome group, have patience. Yashom liholitz, to Lui Roish Loses. Now their integrity to advocate, to be an advocate, and to lift up their heads in forgiveness. Okay, so over here Hashem is saying to Moshe, just deal with them. Their burdens you shall bear, and be an advocate for them, and forgive them. Forgive them, lift them up like Nasa es Roish b'nei Yisrael, lift up their heads. Next, Kofram pots teis l'umim maseis, their ransom Hashem spoke, he would give l'umim other nations as a gift. What does that mean? L'nalo menasa l'chisisa es, to raise up and to elevate, l'chisisa es. Now what does it mean, their ransom? As their ransom, God declared that he would give the other nations as a gift. L'natlam ulinasam, to raise them up. B'chisisa says, I don't know what that means. He says something very deep over here.
Here it says redemption.
Yeah.
It says not ransom, redemption.
Redemption. Okay, redemption. Hashem said he's going to redeem them. Now what does it mean over here? Teis le'umim mas es. The article it translates as to other nations as a gift. L'nalam, to raise them up, u'l'nasam, to elevate them, b'chisisa es. Okay, when you count the Tazu Garden. Okay. He's saying over here something very, very, I don't know what this means. Okay, let's maybe read a few more lines. Let's read a few more lines. Roshi al kol rosh misesa. My head did you lift up over the heads of other people. Gave yal gape miroi me keres. Hisnasesa. Can you lift it up, my head, above the heads of everyone else? You lifted up my body above the bodies of all of the cities of everyone else, basically. Ahava al kol pesha kisisa. Love covered our sins. Begin because tzel yimincha, the shade of your right hand, legoinani hisnasesa, to protect me, his nasesa, did you rise up? Baruch atah Hashem, again Avraham. Okay, I don't know what this means. He's saying over here is that Moshe Rabbeinu prayed for the Jewish people. Hashem told Moshe, listen, they're very troublesome people, just tolerate them, help them out, and I'm going to protect them, and I'm also... I don't really know what it means. I don't know. There's some of the lines over here, and Moshe's head was elevated above everyone else, and my body was elevated to the highest heights, and love conquers all. The love covered up for their sins, and with the protection of your right hand, you elevated them. Okay, I don't know. I really don't know what it means over here. I don't know. You're saying over here, the beginning of it, I understood. The beginning of over here is... We're beginning over here, and we're saying over here. Now, you have to understand something to appreciate piyut. That piyut, this is being said in the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem, Mogen Avraham. So the Python has to somehow talk about the topic of Shkolim, but he has to weave it into the theme of the bracha. And the theme of the bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem Mogen Avraham. Hashem is the Melech, Oizer, Umoshia, Umogen. Hashem is a protector. So we're going to talk about the Shkolim, Machsa Shekel. We're going to focus on a theme that relates to the Machsa Shekel, but it must come back somehow in some way to. It must come back somehow in some way to the concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to protect us. So what he seems to be saying over here is that the Jewish people, they did a terrible avera. They worshipped the eagle. And Hashem wanted to destroy them. Hashem said to Moshe, daven for them. Okay, a lot of this is in Rashi. Rashi tells Hashem said to Herif, let go of me. So Rashi is the question, so since when do we find that Moshe is holding on to Hashem? And the answer is Moshe was not holding on to Hashem. Hashem was saying to Moshe, you should be holding on to me. You should go and do something and don't let them just die so quickly. Hashem basically told Moshe, daven for them. So Moshe davened. And when Moshe davened, Hashem says, excellent, I'm going to forgive them and I'm going to protect them from the punishment. And now we say, Melech Baruch Atah Hashem, Mogein Avraham. Okay, so that's the technique. A python can't just say whatever he wants to say. He has to weave into the nusach that we're reading the theme of what he wants to talk about. So because we're talking about protection, so he's telling you a nice little story. He's giving us a little bit of an insight. He's telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told, look at the last couple of lines. Now we start the second part that I start with. Chol, where it says like Ches, Chol Ba'adam. Hashem said to Moshe, well, I don't know Hashem, Chol Ba'adam Chever, that's easy. That's very, let's see, that, this part is very nice. Chol Ba'adam Chever Ve'hatzori Tal. Moshe is called the Chever. Moshe is called the friend. And Chol means the daven. The friend, our friend Moshe Rabbeinu, he davened for them, and it worked. It worked. The healing, the medicine took, and it brought up healing. Tarach masam hu galosei. Hashem told Moshe, tolerate the difficulties of the Jewish people. Yoshram leholitz tulu rosh loseis. I don't. That's a very difficult expression. For their integrity, to be an advocate, to lift up their heads, losses. Okay, I don't know. That's a little bit more difficult than I understand. Car from pots taste lumen masses. I don't know what that means. As a ransom, Hashem declared that he would give other nations as a gift. Lenatlam lenasam bechisisa es. My body upon the body, you lift it high to the highest levels. Ahava al kol pesha kisisa, the love on all of my transgressions that you cover. Begin sell yimincha, because with the protection of the shadow of your right hand, legoinini hisnaseisa, did you protect me? All right, those last sulah, I don't really full. We'll leave it with that. All right, now we go to the next bracha. Wait one second.
I'm asking if you'd be offended. Yeah, that's true. But do you think that's not offended? Do you think you should? That's a chutzpah. That's all. Can you give a different one? Give me that right.
Okay. Ata Gibor Lilam Hashem. Okay, so now we go to the second bracha. Now we're coming to wind down the end of the second bracha. We didn't do this last year. We did the actual piyut. Now here we go. Matik pilusim tsar uvari ruach. What does that mean? Okay, Liz, you got me? I'm now at the end of the second bracha. So matik means Hashem moves pilusim, mountains, tsar, that he formed, uvari ruach. Okay, over here we're going back to creation. This is a very common derech in piyut, is that when you have a long piyut, it for some reason it goes to prehistoric times. You have this very, very often. So here you have word matik means, he translates it means to move. Pilusim means very heavy mountains. Tsar, you created, ubore ruach, and he creates with the wind. He measures and weighs the rain together with wind. Negef lebal yazik, a plague should not harm. Linitke ruach, people crushed by wind. Nevavtam teis pidyon l'chol ruach, you told them to give redemption money for every soul. Okay, without going to every detail over here, it's very poetic. He's talking about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, it's similar to what he did in the first part. You created the world, and you've done everything was done with the exact measure. A lot of poetry. And then over here, at least Nevavtam, you told them they shall give redemption money for their sins. Nevavtam means you spoke to them. I guess it comes from the word Navi. Navi means Niv Sifosayim, the utterance of lips. So here the word is being used in the verb Nevavtam. You spoke to them. You moved your lips with an instruction that taste pidyon, they should give redemption. They should give redemption l'chol ruach, for every living spirit, every person. Sereg zeid seir terem omat. Now we're getting into a new idea. Okay, so again, getting now into Purim. And he's now touching upon the famous Medrash. And the Medrash says, the Medrash says that Haman, he calculated the value of the Jewish people, and he said, I will buy them from Achashverosh. How much are all of the Jews worth? So famously, he said, I'm going to give Kikar, the talent of silver, a talent, which comes out to 50 shkolim multiplied by 600,000. Okay, so Haman symbolically purchased the Jewish people. He said to Achashverosh, let me destroy them, let me wipe them out, and if you're afraid that wiping out the Jews is going to cause a void in the taxes, the income, I'll pay for them. He was a very wealthy man. He was part of the deep state. Anyone that's part of the deep state is very, very rich. Okay? Very, very rich. They have unlimited funds. I will pay for the Jews. So the Medrash says, Hashem says to Haman, sorry, your shkolim were already preceded by the machzis hashekel. The Jewish people, by giving machzis hashekel, that zuchus of them giving money for the Beis Hamikdash, machzis hashekel for the korbanos, is a counterbalance to the shkolim of Haman Harosha that he gave to Achashverosh. Haman wanted to annihilate the Jewish people by paying for them. So Hashem says, too little, too late. The Jewish people already bought themselves by giving machzis hashekel to Hashem. So that's what it alludes to over here. Sirig Zaid. The word Zaid means wicked. Seir is Edom. The word Sirid means a branch. A wicked branch of the nation of Seir, Terem Omad, before he rose up, Sokarta means to see, like Soiker, to vision, Ki Lemokesh Uli Velitznin Ye Omad, Hashem already saw the future, that this wicked branch of the nation of Seir would one day rise up, and he would be a source of stumbling and a thorn in the eyes of the Jewish people. And therefore, atzto ze lo ze, you advise one another, shema, to announce, b'mamod, announce in public, to give, make an announcement, to give machzis hashekel, itud, in prep a shkolim, to prepare the shkolim, me rosh chodesh, from rosh chodesh, lilmod, to learn, and to learn, parasha zois lahagois b'keid zeh, this passage of shkolim, to read at this time, piloseha, lahaktim, and this weight of coins will precede lefeles, the money of the tsar uvoizeh. Okay, so it's a little very verbose, very, very elaborate. But he's at least presenting here, this is at least something to gain out of this, is he's presenting over here in very beautiful words, which is, if it's part of the Yitzrayt, it's obviously a very central theme as to why we give machzis hashekel before Chodesh Adar. This Shabbos, Parasha Shkolim is always the Shabbos before the month of Purim. This year there's two Adar, so we do before Adar Sheni. It's always Shabbos Mevorchim. Whenever you can, so why do we now? Why do we give shkolim? So the Torah says you give shkolim to pay for the korbanos. Everything costs money. Alts is geld. Al shloisha devarim ha'olam oimed. And geld, and kesef, and on money. These are the three things the world stands on: money, money, and money. So we have to give shkolim in order to purchase the korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so we have to make an announcement. Everyone should give. So you can make the announcement the first week of Chodesh Adar. You can make the announcement the last week of Chodesh Adar. The money has to come in by Chodesh Nisan. That's when the money needs to be in by. Just because the money needs to be in by Chodesh Nisan, there's no harm. Why do we have to make the announcement before Chodesh Adar? So the answer is, there's another reason why we need to give the Machsa Shekel, is because to counteract, to neutralize the coins, the shkolim that Haman paid Achashverosh. It has to neutralize those coins. That is why we do it before the beginning of the Chodesh of Purim. And that's what it says here in these very beautiful terms, these very beautiful words. Okay, it says over here that you are Kadosh Baruch Hu, you created the world. You created the world. And you saw, and you wanted to make sure. You said over here, first he says, really he says two different ideas. First he says that we should give the Machsa Shekel in order to prevent, as a atonement for our sins. That's really what it says in the parasha. Ki sisa, it's an atonement for the sin of the Chet HaEgel. And then I guess he's coming to explain, so why did you arrange it that we give the Machsis HaShekel specifically before Chodesh Adar? Why couldn't you have arranged that we'll give the Machsis HaShekel before a different month? Okay, Nisan is when it's, we need it. Why? Because since Hashem saw the future, there would be a person that's a Sirig Zayd Seir. We're calling Haman a branch, a wicked branch of the nation of Seir. And we're calling him a Mokesh, a stumbling block. And the Litznin, a thorn. And we're calling him also a Bozet, Tsar Ubozet. You see, it makes it a lot easier when you take all the words here that really refer to one thing. So you see, interesting over here. So far, we have over here a whole collection of terms that we're using by the Python. It makes it a lot easier. Once you know that it just basically, these are code words, it makes the whole thing flow very easy. Okay, we should make a sefer on piyut. Make it very, very easy. Over here, you can knock out almost half the piyut by just substituting it with the person that we're dealing with, just who's referring to. A seridzeg seir. Three words. An evil branch of the nation of Seir. Haman. The next line. A mokesh Haman. A stumbling block, a person who's looking to make trouble. It's snin, a thorn, Haman. Then we jump down to the next line that where it says pilosecha, the lesson that we learned, lepeles tsar uboize, Haman. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven words here refer to one person, Haman. Okay, that makes it a lot easier. And then Moshe, okay, we called him the Chever, we called him our friend. Here he's not being mentioned in this part. And over here Hashem spoke in Edvar, Hashem saw in the future that this guy is going to come around and make trouble. So if Hashem told us, go and do it in advance, give money in advance. Okay, let's go now, almost finished. Tsuras Madea Kichos Avichoze. Ah, that's nice. The image. Now Moshe Rabbeinu is called the Avichoze. And we learned that Moshe was unable to discern what it looks like. What did the Madea Shel Eish, the Machsa Shekel, look like? Hashem had to show him what it looked like, the Machsa Shekel. That's a Rashi says that. So Tsuras, the image of the Madea Kichoz, when it was seen by the Avichozeh, Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu in Shemaim what it looks like. Tziva Tzur. Tzur is Hashem. Okay, take all the words. Avichozeh is Moshe. Tzur is Hashem. Litzir. Tzir is the messenger, is Moshe. Kain, taste. Just like this, give Matan Zeh. Okay, so we have over here from Moshe Rabbeinu. Let's see how many words we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. Avichai zez Moshe. The tzur, the messenger, is Moshe. Before, in the previous section, in the first bracha, Moshe was called the chever. He was called our friend. And anything else we called him? No, that was talking about Zeh.
Very, very short.
Okay, that was it. Okay, so you see over here, it gets very easy. You just got to know who you're referring to. The whole thing comes very easy. So therefore, Hashem showed him, told us they have to give Machzor Shekel. Shemoy Mishutov Ba'am Zu Amusim. Hashem's name is shared Ba'amloy with people that are him, Amusim, that cling to Hashem. Okay, we're called Yisroel. El means as Hashem's name. El is Yoshar Kel. We are our Hashem's name is Mishutof with the Jewish people. The Yalav Kalayam Him Mu Mosim. Oh, now we're introducing that the Jewish people give up their lives for Hashem. Yo'ir Viachsoif Zeroya. Now this sounds like Hanukkah time. Chasoif Zeroya Kotchecha. May Hashem arouse and expose his arm, the Yad Mimsim, and his hand to avenge the people who have been killed, Bezil Nitve Lekesh, with the flowing of drops of rain, Lahachayos Mesim. So again, since over here this is the Brach of Tchias HaMesim, we have no choice but to conclude with an idea that relates to Tchias HaMesim. So we just wind down over here and say, May HaKadosh Baruch Hu, may you come forward and reveal yourself and punish all the people who have been murdered by our enemies and bring them back to life. Tchias HaMesim. Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayei Mesim. Okay? Now he goes on to Kedusha. Maybe just start just a little bit. Kitsuva hi zois l'shoim v'kalim. What's Kitsuva mean? This is now. Notice over here. You see, wait a minute. Notice over here. This is an important thing to keep in mind. Wow, it's very long. 1 second. Where's the bracha? Where's the bracha of Ata Kodosh? Where did they, over here, we did Mechayim Esim. Now we have to do the Baruch Ata Kodosh. Are there, no. Yimloi Hashem, look at the other Haleluka. The Ata Kodosh, the Yishol, Kelno. Chai, the Kayam, the Yom, the Kodosh. Where's the Baruch? Kelno. Uvichain. Where are you going with this? At Esa Rosh Kimo Mirosh Lahakdish Likodosh. Ovechain Lukasal Kedusha Kiato Kodoy Kedosh Yishol Umoshia. Turn to page 342 for Kedusha. I guess that's it. And then you go into the. Then you Baruch Atah Hashem Okel HaKodosh. Nikadesh Shimcholam. Ledar Vedar. Nagalech Lenetzach Nitzim. That's it. This is the Hakdama to Kedusha. Okay, so that's this whole thing over here is a very long introduction to the bracha of Atah Kodosh Shemo Kodosh, which is the Kedusha. Okay, and it begins over here with a long arichos. Let's just do maybe a couple of lines. Kitsuva hi zois l'shoim v'kalim. It is a standard for the rich and poor. He's now coming to teach some of the laws of Shkolim. Machzis ha-shekel id he'oshir lo yarbeh. The hadal lo yamit mimachatzis hashokel. It's equal. Kitzinim v'rashim. Whether you're a nobleman or you're a poor man, yachad b'ashikulim. Kotzin the wealthy leval yo'oiz, not to become arrogant mul makhelim before the assemblies. Kiroy loymar hoyni my wealth pidoani me equalim for my sins. Roiv om asher lo yisafer, the multitudes of people, rav im tzoir may eshim li yisafer, the old and the young from the age of 20 and older, ru'uyim lo'oinesh are that when they're eligible to be punished, v'zah b'seder, and a warning of the ranks b'hito afer, reshav chopesh l'chav l'chafer, sh'urim b'zeh sh'ur b'mifkad l'agber, sh'sileimo l'nesi asroish osom l'chaber, shikle kesef kibudim kofam l'agber, sh'murim l'zikron teis kol ho'iver. So he's basically saying over here is, in very poetic words, is that in the merit of giving machsa shekel, we are forgiven. And now the main idea that he has introduced is, it doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor, whether you're a nobleman or one who is destitute. A rich man is not going to be able to brag. That's an interesting idea, he says. See, that's you're always looking for these little nuances that are not, that are chidushim. I find this to be interesting. He says, the kotsin leval yo'oiz mul makhelim. Kiroi loy marhoni pidoani mi ikulim. It's an amazing thing. This is something that is very interesting. Over here, the Python is telling you, what does it say in the Torah? He'oshir lo yarbeh ve'hadah lo yamit mi machas tisashrek. Why? We're all the same. We're all the same.
Okay.
Everyone is the same. What does that mean exactly? What's the point of saying everyone is the same? So certainly, you know, you'll think about it, you'll come up with many different ideas. I think what he's saying over here is giving his own interpretation. The reason why everyone is the same, it's not because the poor can't afford more than a machsa shekel. The reason why we don't take from the rich more than a machzis shekel is they should not become arrogant and think, oh, because I'm a rich man, that's why I'm going to be forgiven. And you guys, you poor guys, you don't have any money, you wouldn't survive a day. It's a humiliation to the rich. See, how do you look at machzis? The rich and the poor are the same. You can say, we're going to go easy. We're going to go, really the most, you can say it's in order to, you know, the poor people, not to burden them. No, he's saying the reason why they give machshak is to humble the rich. The focus, so he says, mamsh, the focus of machsa shekel is a way to smash the rich, is to humble them. Who do you rich tycoons think you are? You fat cats, who do you think you are? He was a rabbi. I know a rabbi. He was fired. He called the Baal Labatim fat cats. And they fired him for that. He called them from the pulpit fat cats. And that triggered a whole meetings. And they threw him out. Hashem says, Parsha Shkolim, Hashem calls the rich fat cats. That's what it says. The Kotsin, the Mamish, unbelievable. Learn all these things over here. Who would ever know this? The Kotsin, the rich man, Leval Yo'oz. He should not have the chutzpah, Mul Makelim, in the presence of the assembly, to Kurol Omar, to call out and say, Hoini, it's because I'm a rich man. I'm a fat cat. Pidoani Mi'ikulim.
Did she know you did this for a day?
Yeah.
Shit?
Yeah.
What was the reason again?
She didn't want to wake me up that
night.
Why?
Because I went to bed weak last night.
Even though for the past week,
before that.
She wanted me to sleep. Let you go to sleep. That's wrong.
My mother let me go to sleep. I'll be very happy to sleep more.
The past week before that, I was waking up.
It's like going to a set when it goes to the washing machine.